Okay, so now we'll continue with Esther, and we're in the middle of Pasuk Dalet. Pasuk Dalet is describing the party that Ahasuerus made, and we said it's a fabulous party, obviously, and we said that he took out the Big De Kahuna Gedoyla, and in the Gemara it said Big De Kahuna. We said it meant, Rashi said it meant Kohen Gadol's clothing. That was the first half of the Pasuk Dalet, which we spent several weeks on. Now we do the second half of the Pasuk. Baroisoi, we're reading the words inside. As Oisher Kavoid Malchusai, he wanted to show off his Oisher Kavoid Malchusai, the covet of his kingdom and the wealth of his kingdom. Vesikar Teferes Kudalosai, which we said was what? You have the English, I don't know what it says, but something like that. The beauty. Now we describe the length of the time. Here it goes. Yomim Rabim. Yom Rabim, so far, means, we say simple, it means a lot of days. You have the, what does Yom Rabim say? A lot of days?
Many days.
Then it says, Shmoinu Mas Yom. 180, what's the next word? Days or day? Because yom is singular.
Days.
Days, that's, okay, so I don't know, depends how you read it. So again, yomim rabim, many days. Shemoinim u'ma'as yom, 180. Yom, or yomim, it's days or day. Depends how you read English. There's a Rashi here. Seems like a simple Rashi. But now we're going to spend a while on this simple Rashi here. Rashi in Pasuk Dalet, the only Rashi in Pasuk Dalet, I might add. They haven't even got to this Rashi yet, we're doing it now. Yomim rabim. Many days, Rashi explains, Asa lehem mishta, he made a party. I don't want to, you know, be disparaging, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, seriously. Let's go to Pasuk. We're describing the party the whole time. Bayom mehem, he sat on his throne, and he made Asa mishta, he made a party. That's what it says in Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Dalet is saying, in the party, he showed off his beauty and his covet and his honor, 180 days. Rashi says, by the way, yeah, he made a party. The obvious question has to be, what is Rashi saying, many days he made a party? If you, without Rashi, we would know the same thing. Read the Chumash, read the Esther. The Esther says he made a big party, 180 days. So, I don't need 180 days, he made a party. What is Rashi adding on? Of course, we know from the Thursday night class and from Shabbos morning and show when some of us only listen, we know that there's no such thing as a Rashi saying nothing. Obviously, he's trying to answer a question. Rashi normally is answering many questions and he puts it into, we say he's cheap on the ink. He puts a couple words in, and then you have to go backward.
Gemara, that's the difference between Rashi and Tosfos.
Right?
And ask the question, gives an answer.
Right?
Rashi just gives the answer.
And you got to figure it out. So usually Rashi's coming to say something, but we have to reverse engineer it. You have to reverse engineer Rashi to find out what he's talking about. So when you look at this Rashi, you used to say, okay, Rashi, you're saying, Yomim Rabim a lot of days, Oslam Mishti made a party. I don't need you for that. So Elamai Rashi's coming to answer a question. Or he's coming to tell you something that he's disagreeing with somebody else. So first thing we have to know is this. And potentially, these are all my assumptions of what Rashi is potentially answering. I'm not for sure, and I'm sure Rashi has 1,000 other reasons. But let's go like this. What does the phrase mean? Ken, because the Megillas Esther is written like prophecy. Every letter, every word is supposed to be as cheap as possible. There's no reason for extra words. We said week one of this class, every word quoted here is to lahag delanes, to make the miracle greater. So clearly there's something to say every word. If you don't need the word, then there's there for a reason we got to figure out. So let's read the words again. No one asked it. Second half of the Pasuk Dalet. Yomim Rabim, many days. Shmoinu Mas Yom, 180 days. Okay, do I have to add on the word many days? 180 days. I could have done 180 days. Why add on many days? What's the point of saying that? You could have read the whole thing. Baroi says, Oisha Kavod Malchusa, when he showed off on his covenant, he showed off on his wealth, he showed off on this. 180 days. Why add on Yomim Rabim? So Rashi tells you, oh, Yomim Rabim means he made a party. We don't know what that means. Many days, and Rashi says, many days is when he made the party. We said, that's obvious. So the Targum, which we don't have in the article Chumash, the Targum says like this. When it says he was showing off and he made a party, do we have to assume that they coincide? Meaning, you could say, if you read the Targum, he seems to say this. The Targum seems to say that when he was talking about showing off his wealth, his covet, maybe the Big Day Kahuna, maybe we're going to see soon other things, that might have not been throughout the 180 days. Doesn't take 180 days to show off. It takes 2 days to show off. The first time you see a nice goblet is showing off. The second time it's not that impressive anymore, right? So I show him like a nice suit. Okay, now what? Now you know my nice suit already. I have the Big Day Kuna. Is there a more of a mila on day two of the Big Day Kuna than day one? Whatever cheshbonus he had for day one, which we said the simple interpretation the Gemara says to show you Jews are out, I'm in. Okay, so day one, you showed it to us. Do I need to show it to you day two, day three? I want to say I'm a wealthy guy. Look at my bank account. It has 9 zeros. Okay, do I have to look at 9 zeros every day? One day is good enough.
Because maybe there'll be another zero later on.
But Maybe. So the Targum seems to say, that the showing off was Yomim Rabim. Vague on what that means. A certain amount of days. Many days he was showing off. But it wasn't all 180 days of show off. The 180 days is the party. Not necessarily, so which means he's reading the pasuk and it's answering the question. Why does it say Yomim Rabim many days, 180 days? Because Yomim Rabim and 180 days are not the same thing. Yomim Rabim is many days showing off. 180 days is the party. That's how the Targum seems to learn. Oh. So the Targum is saying, without saying it, because the Targum also doesn't ask the question, but the Targum must be answering this question. Why does it say Yomim Rabim many days, 180 days? That's superfluous. So no, the Targum says, I'll tell you what it means. Yomim Rabim many days is going on the first half of the Pasuk. The first half of the Pasuk we read for 3 weeks says what? I'm showing off my wealth. That's Yomim Rabim. Yomim Rabim showed off. By the way, the party, 180 days. But it's like nowadays we invite people to the Sudas Chasim Vakala. The chuppah starts at 7 o'clock. You're invited to come 10 o'clock for dessert. So here also, the showing off was a certain amount of time. Vague. Yomim Rabim. I don't know, you can say it means 3 days. You can mean 10 days. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't mean 180 days. The party was 180 days. That is what the Targum says. So Rashi...
What do you mean the party was 180 days?
The party itself, which we're going to learn about coming up as well, what took place over that, which was a half a year. The Ar Cheshbon is how it works out. For a half a year, he made a blast of a party. One big drunk fest, 180 days. How much of those days are showing off? I don't know. Pick a number. It's okay. Whatever number you think. That's what the Targum says. Rashi... Oh, Rashi changes it. Rashi's Targum? No, I don't agree with you. Rashi, when it says Yomim Rabim, it means the Yomim Rabim was also the party, which means the showing off was also 180 days. What Rashi is doing is combining the two concepts. The Targum split the Pasuk. The Targum, assuming, has a question. Why does it say many days, 180 days? You don't need two things. The Targum says, I'll tell you, because it's two different things. Many days means showing off. 180 days means party. Rashi says, no. I don't like that. No. The showing off is throughout the entire party. Throughout the entire party was showing off. All 180 days was both a party and showing off. So Rashi wasn't saying just, by the way, many days is a party. Because the Targum says many days was not the party. The Targum says many days means showing off. The party is 180 days. So Rashi comes to tell you, no. I don't agree with that. Many days is also going on the party, which means the party and the showing off is all intertwined. All 180 days was both showing off and party city. Everyone got that? That's the first thing to have known on the Rashi. That the Rashi, which seems to be saying something so simple, is coming to tell us a huge chiddush, to argue on the Targum. Now, each one has a problem. According to the Targum, Yomim Rabim doesn't say what that means. It's vague terminology. And according to Rashi, the words are doubled. Why do you have to say it? Many days, 180 days. What are you there for? Just say 180 days. I'll decide if 180 days are many. Why say both? Why say extra words?
No, because they're in both that the showing off and the party. There were two things there.
Yes.
Not only one.
Oh, so good. I'm going to get there. Good. So Rashi is then, that. Yes. So Rashi might be saying, or we're adding into Rashi, that Rashi's going to be saying, that I want to tell you the reason why it says many days and 180 days, to tell you that both were 180 days. The many days is going on the 180 days. The showing off is also for 180 days. So we have an argument here, in short. We have an argument here, how many days were show off days? According to the Targum, whatever it wasn't 180. I don't know how many it was. I know what it wasn't. It wasn't 100, it was many days. And according to Rashi, no, they go together. But it means that this Rashi wasn't as simple as it sounded when we began. We said, what is Rashi telling us? He's telling us a Bichirish. A Bichirish is that the 180 days showing off. Now we have his real question. So wait a second. If showing off is only on the first day, then how do you show off every single day? How is it possible? Such an interesting diak we said a second ago. Here it says, Yomim Rabim. Yomim is plural. Yomim Rabim. Then it says, Shmoinim Umas Yoim. Singular. How to go from plural to singular? So some want to say, the chiddush of, to answer this Rashi, I'm putting it together, because they don't say it, but that's what they're doing. That means that when it's true, when you show off, after a while, it doesn't help anymore. I'm used to it. I'm used to my fancy car. That's why the moment you leave your lot, you leave the driving lot with the car, it goes down in value 10%. It also goes down in your enjoyment 10%. When it was in Yenna's lot, you were dying for that car. As soon as you took it out, you own it, okay, now I need another car. Right? Because it goes down. It's diminished value. So the reason why it says Yoim, they want to say singular. Because each day it remained with the same enthusiasm for the showing off. That means 180 days, it says 180 day yoim, is to tell you that day one and day 180 was the same enthusiasm. Now, if you look closely, how does that happen? The Vilna Gaon, we're not going through the whole cheshbon, has a whole cheshbon of how much money, it's one of these mathematical genius equations, how much money Achashverosh had, and he proves it. It comes out to his 1080 divided by 180 days, it's 6 a day. We're not going into all the numbers. But the point is, he wants to say that almost as if each day was a new closet opened up. Open closet one, then closet two, for 180 days, every day was new. But you don't have to come out to the Vilna Gaon. You could say that there was a certain awe that kept the enthusiasm going for 180 days.
You could have different people each day.
Oh. So Judd wants to say something very intelligent. Sfasemis firmly disagrees with him, vehemently. But you know, Judd's not a Gerach Chassid at all. He's a Tzachina. So it says like this.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Don't put down the Tzachina.
Not at all. So Sfasemis says like this. But it's a good point. He's trying to answer what you're saying. So Sfasemis says, if it wouldn't have said Yomim Rabim and Shmonim As Yomim as a double, what you would have assumed is it took place 180 days, like a wedding. Some guys came for the beginning, some guys came for the middle, some guys came for the end. It interchanges. The Sfasema says that the extra words teach you that everyone was there all 180 days. So even though I agree with your idea, it could be a new enthusiasm every day if new people show up, the Sfasema says that everyone was there the entire day, which means what we're saying now, you have to figure out how the enthusiasm stayed. We have two answers. Either enthusiasm stayed because each day you opened a new thing, or enthusiasm stayed because it was so overwhelming, it was not impressive.
Who was running the
government? Oh. So Rav Steinman Zatzal from Eretz Yisrael asked that question. Rav Steinman Zatzal says he cannot grasp how this works. How is it possible an entire country took off 180 days? And he asked the question, he was a modern, lived in Israel, a modern person. He said, how does a country function if everyone's out for 180 days? Right? That's what he says.
And drunk.
So maybe we could say, there's a Hubner's answer. I'm not sure if it's good.
Who's the answer?
Maybe you could say.
Who's the answer?
At least he's listening finally. Finally listening. I can say this. That everyone was there all 180 days. But not everyone was there for 24 hours during the 180 days of each day. That means it could be that everyone went in every day, but only part-time. A couple hours. Like I did in Long Island. I went for the afternoon. Like I do here. Part-time job.
Rabbi, could you imagine you and I...
Only because you were going to say it. That's why I said
you
it.
And I being, yeah.
You were saying it.
It was coming.
Could you imagine you and I being together for 180 days, 24 hours?
Yeah, it wouldn't be a party. It would be negative after a while. Hold on, David. Say, I can't hear him enough because my hearing's not that good. Just tell me what David's saying. He's around us saying something.
What are you saying?
what I'm trying to say is that possibly that he financed the whole country for 180 days.
Nice. Nice. What Aronov said was, which is very nice, that maybe the godless of showing off how wealthy he was is because the whole country took off 180 days and it still functioned. But Israel wasn't talking about functioning monetarily. He was talking about functioning.
First of all, these are the leaders throughout the entire kingdom. Right?
Probably.
That means that they were all in Shusha. So even if they were coming in only 2 hours a day, they weren't able to go back to their countries and run their districts, the mayor of these cities and the...
Right. Israel's saying it's hard to go for half a day because it was far away. What are you saying, David?
No, I'm just trying to think if that Mishnah, what it refers to is a drinking, not so much food. But more drinking, you know.
But the word mishta does mean a party. We will maybe get to the next couple of weeks as we go through more of this party, if it means more drinking or eating. But definitely, the word mishta can include both. Definitely can include both. As a side thing, just as a story from the past. So on 9/11, everyone knows where they were on 9/11. Everyone remembers where they were on 9/11. So I was learning in a Kailo, and a guy came in and said that the Twin Towers fell down. And I thought the guy just... was drinking too much because the reality didn't make any sense to me, right? I'm like, two towns fell down. I remember telling, doesn't make any sense. And then when I walked out of the kollel in Flatbush, there was still like the ashes and stuff. I still didn't understand it. But I remember I got into my car. I said, I'm going to go home because my wife worked right near 9/11. She worked a block away. Then it started thinking on me. Right? So I didn't make a phone call. There were no cell phones back then. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm saying, but it wasn't so, what do you go? I didn't have one anyway. So I remember I made a right turn to Coney Island. I hit the first red light, and I'm thinking to myself, there is no way that there is a police officer in Flappers on Coney Island right now trying to chop guys going through red lights. So I literally drove down Coney Island. I shouldn't be saying this out loud. And whether it was green or red, I went through. And I figured there is no, and I was right. Because any police officer who had anything to him was downtown. So there is a concept, or Israel, that's the only way I thought, because Israel's asking. Not only that, I'm asking David. David wants to know, David wanted to answer Israel's question. Israel's question was, how does a country function if everyone's partying for 180 days? So David came up with a good answer. David said, no, the whole showing off was, look how the monetary of the country doesn't disappear. So I'm saying that Israel's more right, though. You're right, you could be showing off that the country doesn't go into debt. The country doesn't go into debt in 180 days because the king is propping up everything. That's fine. But you still need a functioning society. Right? If you are not, I was only going through red lights. But anyone else could have done anything else they wanted to do. Right? Would have been the same thing. Right? 9/11, you could have got away with anything. There's probably some TV show about this on Law and Order about a guy who went on a mass killing spree on 9/11. Now that I'm thinking about it. But
the last couple of years is no different.
Right. Now it's a lot.
We know.
Yes. Yes. So then, but then you got Israel's question.
If it says Yoel, means that it was
a full day.
Not 120.
180.
180.
Half days.
It was 180.
Full days.
Full days.
Even though they had that, I will say what that I saw they ask, we're about to, why it says Yomim Rabim. What does the word Rabim mean? Many. Like what, many days, what does that even mean? Many days compared to what? So I saw one of the Rishonim says, like what you're saying, that the Rabbim teaches us that they were in a row, Ratzufim. Because you could have said 180 days, like you go to the store, it says 24-7, you're not in a row, right? I'm open 24-7, but not in a row. I'm closed at night. There's some famous joke like that. So some want to say that the Yomim Rabbim, the same idea, means constant. But you're adding on a detail. Does the constant mean that the party was 24-7, 180, or that everyone was there 24-7, 180? I'm saying maybe, to answer Israel's question, which he's agreeing that people far away don't have a problem, that for a country to function, Rav Steinman's question. So maybe as far as the party went straight, but people came in and out to the party. So only so the country can function. But I'm not sure. Okay. So here we have so far, I didn't know, we did a lot here. We have, first of all, we have the question of why it says Yomim Rabim and 180 days. We have an argument between Rashi and the Targum, which is not explicit, but when you read it, it's pretty explicit. If the showing off was 180 or not. And then we have the question is, was everyone there always, or people were walking in and out? And how did they stay enthusiastic? Now we're going to take a step back. So now we take a step back to know, what does the word Yomim Rabim Taka mean? What is many days? Now, we have said something in the past on the Thursday night lecture series. Go to youngisrael.com if you want to zoom in, even though it's not possible. But what we do say is that we said this day one, that when Mordechai and Esther were writing this story, Ahasuerus was still alive. He was still the king. So even if they wanted a hint to some negativity, they couldn't openly write it. That's when you read the story, Ahasuerus might come off a little slow, a little party guy, but he's not coming off as an evil guy. Because you can't do that. Because he's still the king of the nation. But Mordechai and Esther would throw in words that when Ahasuerus is reading the words, it means one thing. But when we understand how to read, how the words work, how the specific notions are used, we know the deeper part of the story. That's why you can come out, the Gemara says, Ahasuerus is a big anti-Semite than Haman. You read the story, you don't see it. Well, and if it's true, why don't they write it? Yeah, because they're not going to write that, because that's idiotic. So now we see Yomim Rabim as well. Because the word Yomim Rabim is a terminology. What does it mean, Yomim Rabim? Many days. Many what? So there are different answers. One answer is an amazing idea. That what did it feel like to the audience that was there? So they want to say that when the host is showing off, we've been to one of those parties. You've been to a party of some guy making, one of your friends, put in quotes, making some party, and you're like, this guy is nauseating. 17-piece band. They have to have three famous singers. They can't handle one. No, we're too good. Well, that's a random example. Random example.
Tell the rabbi.
Random example.
How many people at that wedding you went to was a 40-piece band?
Right. So sometimes you go to these weddings and you're like, it's nauseating.
No, that was just one of them.
Right. So now a lot of people go to these events And for whatever reason, they have to be there. Why? Because they got you home a business deal, or because you're hoping to get a business deal. Whatever it is, you're sitting there doing. But what frame of mind are you in when we're saying in the first half of the pasuk? What's the point of the party? First half of the pasuk we spent weeks on. Baharoisai, I forgot the English, Israel has it. Baharoisai is Oishakov Machusai. He is sitting there showing off. You're going to the host's party, and he's busy showing off. Yes, you're getting good wine. Doesn't cost you anything. Free pizza on a Thursday night. That's great. But you got to watch this guy. And ad nauseum, showing off to no end.
Yeah, but his statues are all over the place anyway.
Statues, at the end, the Yomim Rabba means the feeling of the people was, not. Now you can't say, you can't write down, by the way, the king, your party was terrible. Nobody likes you, nobody's interested. So really, the word that should be used, and they all said it, aruchim.
It's too much.
To a long day. But they should write a long day. They were write a long day. That means everyone sitting there was going through like, oh, Another time, they couldn't do it. So, but instead of writing that, you can't write too much. That'll offend the king. So Yomim Rabba means many days. So when Achashverosh is reading it, and everyone until this Thursday night class is reading it, many days means, okay, 180 sounds like a launch party. But they were still telling us, no. It was many days means long days. Annoying days. Because you know why? The host was annoying. They can't say it. And where do you come up with the idea that Yomim Rabim means long? Because we're saying it's 180 days. It's roughly a half a year, depending on all the cheshbonos. Okay, when? Did it happen winter, summer, what? The early commentators say that happened during the summer. And their proof is from the word Yomim Rabim. Because they say again, Rabim means longer days, as opposed to the winter when it's shorter days. And therefore they make the cheshbon how really the party began Nisan and ended in Tishrei. We're not doing that yet. But the idea is again, what's the word Yomim Rabim? We have a double question. Why does it say Yomim Rabim if it says Shmoinim Asyoyim? So clearly it's coming to tell us something. And then we wonder what the word Rabim means. So we already gave two answers. Rabim means either the people there were like, or it means the long days of the dog days of summer. Is that the phrase? The dog days of summer. The long days. Other answers. Other answers of why we couldn't write the word long, but it was a long day. One is the Medrash. Can't go wrong with a Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash Rabbah says, maybe that's in the Oscar as well, I don't even know. The Medrash Rabbah says many days meant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset. They were long days for Hashem. Why? Because Mordechai HaTzadik told everyone, don't go to this party. Even though legally, in law, it fit inside the box. Kosher food, separate seating, right? Whatever you want, whatever thing you're looking for at the wedding is there. But Mordechai said, don't go. But the Jews went anyway. We'll get to that whole cheshbon going on. So all of them went. One guy didn't go. Who's HaKadosh Baruch Hu on whose side? The one. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu held it was long days. How do you know it's long days? You have a chumash here? How do you know? Oh, I have a chumash. I have a chumash. Because where else? We said a few times that when you see words in the Torah, a phrase that appears in two locations, real Stachina Torah here, when you see it in two different locations, it means that it's the same,
Judge.
They're compared to each other.
Judge.
So now.
Something is good. Why are people so hard on our
dreams? No. So here it says, Yomim Rabim Shmoinim, and here it says, Vayhi Bayomim HaRabim Ahem. Again, funny phrase. I don't know what it says in English. Check what it says in English. 223 in Shemais. It says, what, now what's that going on? That's going by Pari and the Jews in Egypt. Vahi bayom rab mahem, bayom es melech Mitzrayim. The melech Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt, died. Vayanchu b'nei Yisrael ben avoyda, I think the word is groaned from the avoyda from all the work. Vayizaku, when they screamed. But vahi bayomim rab mahem. So the Medrash says, long days. Doesn't mean, what does it say there? 223, what does it say? In English. Oh, you don't have the English. I thought you had the English. So, there, it doesn't mean, I don't know what it says. I don't know what else it says. But Rab Mahem does not mean many days, long days. Why was it long days? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not happy. What was he not happy about? That the Jews were there. So either long days, everyone was upset. The Goyim were upset because he was showing off. That's not just the Jews. No one likes a show off. Even the Goyim at the party were upset. Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset because of the Jews. Or an easier answer. The Jews themselves were unhappy. They come to a party, and what does the Melech do? He takes out the big tikkun and says, you guys are stuck in eternal exile for eternity. That puts people in a bad mood. So the Jews were in a bad mood. Again, He's not going to write this, Mordechai. He's not going to write the Jews are in a bad mood at your party. You can't tell the king your party wasn't good. You got to tell the king your party is great. So by Yom, it's many days. It's like, oh, it's an awesome party. But many days meant long days. Long days, we already said. The Goyim were upset. The Jews were upset. Hashem was upset. More. There was another one. In a row, we said also. Now, what we said was the reason why the Jews would be upset, obviously, is because the Kli HaMikdash was taken out. Now, I would say a little vote we've said many times in this class. We believe in the Zionist protocols. The Jews run the world. Not the way they say we run the world. Not the banks and all the other nonsense. We run the world because Hashem looks at us and decides what the world should have. As we said,
every sheker that takes hold has to have some Nekudah of truth.
Right, right. Excellent. And that's why the Chofetz Chaim in 1906 or something, we said, there was an earthquake in Japan when there were probably no Jews that they were aware of living in Japan. Yeah. And the Chofetz Chaim said, it's for us. When there's a tsunami, I forgot what year that was, 2000 or something. What? For us. So it could be that what makes it long days? Because the Jews held it was long days, because they're looking at the base of Migdash's kelim, they're looking at the base of Migdash's clothing, and they're saying, oh man, this is not good. We're stuck in exile forever. We don't like that. Then the HaKadosh Baruch Hu can call it long days. The days themselves become long because based on the Yidden. That means on Yom Kippur, it's a day of atonement. That's really Munash Mayim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, whether they believe it or not. The things that happen around the world is based on how we look at it. So let's say yesterday, Heshi said yesterday was a depressing day because yesterday was a funeral. That's not depressing for you. The world itself is depressing. The whole world. Whether they know it or not. Whether they know it or not. The atmosphere in the world is based on how the Jews run the world. Again, run the world not how they say we run the world. Run the world how we say we run the world. Okay. The other thing we said what he said, that Yomim Rabbah meant that all the days were in unison, in a row. That you can't say it was not in a row at all. And we said that the Yom cannot be diminished at all. Okay, so now we have a bunch of answers here. We also have to know like this. Yes. Now, how do you know something's long? I'll tell you. Just as a comparison, is that we say a famous question, Yaakov Avinu was told, work 7 years, for the bride. And then he went to work for 7 years. And how does the Torah describe those 7 years? Achodim. Achodim. Israel didn't have the English say it. Achodim means... Oh, no, for the Chumash. The Yom Achodim meant it went by quickly, right?
Yeah.
Here it is in 29:20 in Bereshis. Vayava Yaakov Baruchel Sheva Shonim. Vayu Be'enav Ki Yomim Achodim. It went by as Yom Achodim easily. Now look at the difference of how you see things go. You could have 7 years go by quickly and 180 days go by forever. What's the difference?
It depends what...
Depends what's going on here. What the goal is, what the party's about, what's going on. The mindset of where you are. Now, the mindset's correct. That means the Jews should have been, Yaakov should have been happy waiting for Rachel, and the Jews should have been angry at a party that Achashverosh is making to fight on the Jews, to fight on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you want to say? Right. They say when the I think it was the Sfas Emes. I think the Sfas Emes of Ger. That when he passed away.
No. Yeah, when he passed away, his son was calling and he told his brothers that father had a long life.
Oh,
he was young. He was a 58.
Right. The Sfas Emes, when he died. So one of his children, most of his kids died in his lifetime. Okay. One of his kids said, you know, Lemaisa, the Tata had Arichas Yom. So the guy said, Arichas Yom. He lived very short, 54 years. He said, I didn't say Arichas Shonim, not Arichas Shonim, long years, long days. Because like we said by Avram Avinu, by Avram was Zaken Baba Yomim. What does Baba Yomim mean? Avram came with his days. That's not English. So it means each day is full. Each day is full. So when you're going through life, the goal is to have full days. Well, okay, we want full years. We want full years, but the goal is full days.
But when you say to somebody, have a
Richas Yomim. If you say Richas Yomim, then the point is, make your days count.
Yeah.
Did they say Erichas Yom or Erichas Shalom? I don't know what they say. Erichas Yom, make a day's camp.
In
Chai Yisora.
That's what it says. That she was...
The years. But I'm talking about him. It says about him also. Avram, in the next paragraph, Avram Zokim Baba Yomim. Baba Yomim, does Rashi say anything there? Hold on. Baba Yom means... No. Baba Yom means, that you, like he said, long days.
The tefillah of Rosh Chodesh, of Chaim Aruchim, most people think, the real translation probably means healthy days.
Right.
Because it's long days, it's Chaim Aruchim.
Right. Well, used to always say Chaim Aruchim.
Yeah, with a ko instead of a ko. Is that what you're saying? A ko instead of a ko?
Oh, with a ko.
A ko.
Right.
I did not know that.
He always says Chaim Aruchim.
Because Aruchim means healthy.
With a ko?
Yeah.
No, with a dot in the middle. Wait, so the dot means what? What does that mean? Healthy?
With a ko. Without a dot means healthy.
Right.
And we read it Aruchim.
As healthy.
We read it as healthy.
He wants it as long.
But everybody translates it as long.
Right.
If you want to translate it as long, you have to.
I did not know that.
Kid.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. All the Israelis know this. If you go to Eretz Yisrael, they all know this.
They all know this. Aha. Yeah. Fascinating. Fascinating. Okay, so the idea is here now. That, of course, Mordechai was not going to write this to Ahasuerus. Worst party ever. Not a smart idea to do that. So he said it was a long party. But he gave a hint for us to know what it's like. Our mussar is to know to make our days count and to recognize what's called long, what's called short. And we now have longing, we long for Mashiach. That's what it means, because it's the longing days. That's it for tonight. Thank you.